The big event's coming up in Fort Worth, actually for North Texas, and it's PBR. When I first heard about PBR, I'm so old, and I drank cheap beer in college, I thought Pabst Blue Ribbon. Boy, am I wrong. We're talking a multi-million dollar, two-week extravaganza that's going to bring in people from, I guess, all over the globe. Sean Gleason is the CEO of PBR, the World Finals of Professional Bull Riding. It's good to have you with us.
Good to be on. Thank you.
So I apologize for thinking you were involved with the beer company.
No, that's right. It was in the early days, it happened a lot, you know, and then I was fortunate that I got the trademark to PBR before they did. And so here we go.
But this is, you know, PBR. So I figured, okay, so a couple of 3 days of bull riding and, you know, but this is unbelievable. The more I read about it, so it's spread out over 2 weeks, different venues. You've got rock concerts. You've got races in the street. You've got Cole Hauser, the guy from Yellowstone, is hosting a tailgate party. This is a monster. Is this the biggest thing you've ever put on?
You know, it's about as big as last year's event that we put on. So the last couple of years, we've done it here in North Texas and changed the format last year where it starts on May 8th. We have what we call eliminations. So the top bull riders in the world have to ride through the elimination rounds to figure out who's advancing to AT&T Stadium.
So this is the part that's in Fort Worth, starting on May.
Yeah, so at Cowtown Coliseum, they ride four nights, and the top 20 in the world standings in the event get a move on automatically to AT&T Stadium. And then we take five more from the redemption rounds that happen at Cowtown on Wednesday and Thursday during the week. And they all make their way to AT&T Stadium for the $4 million prize purse and all the cash and glory that's up for grabs.
And during the interim, I mean, so I guess you get these people down and you got to keep them busy. So you have parties and races, and you've got the Women's World Championship that's taking place, Futurity, drone shows.
Yeah. I mean, we throw a festival, basically. It's take over Cowtown, you know, and then ultimately move on to AT&T. And it's a great time, a great way for us to engage with our fans and our sponsors and other business partners here in the city of Fort Worth, which is now our headquarters. So it's a great opportunity to entertain folks in our hometown.
So how many people do you think you'll draw over that two-week period?
Unique people, it'll be somewhere just shy of 100,000 people that'll come through.
Good night.
For the various events. And, yeah, it's been, you know, this is our, I believe, our 33rd year, 34th year of the, 33rd year of the PBR World Finals. Used to be in Las Vegas. We moved it to Texas a few years ago, and it's, continues to grow. It's a culmination of a grueling season for these bull riders. We just had the last regular season event, Tacoma, Washington, this past weekend, and now they get a little bit of time off, and then they've got to come in for one of the most intense bull riding competitions ever put on.
So the riders, where do they come from? Are these all people from the Southwest? Or
No, actually, we've got riders from around the world. We've got a lot of Brazilian bull riders that have made their way to the U.S. The number two guy in the world is an Australian. So, you know, we've got all nationalities represented, but our top guys are mostly from the U.S., Brazil, and Australia.
Well, what about the audience? The audience, are you drawing that worldwide also?
Oh, yeah. You know, PBR is available in numerous countries around the world as a TV product. And so we do get a lot of fans that come in from Europe and other parts of the world to follow these bull riders. I think we'll have a pretty big Aussie contingent this year because one of their own is battling for a world championship. So I know that there's a lot of folks from Australia coming over for this one.
I hope he comes in early because those 15-hour flights are killers.
Yeah.
Coming in for that. So, but every time I look around, you're giving away $1 million. $1 million for the women's championship and the Futurity, $3.25 million for the whole thing. Where does all this money come from?
Well, it's part of the overall business model. You know, PBR has roughly 210 events, I believe, around the world on an annual basis. We operate the Unleash the Beast Tour, which this is the Unleash the Beast World Finals that are coming up. It's driven through sponsorship, ticket sales, merchandise, and overall just our business in general as a sports brand. And as I said, it's a, you know, the World Finals is a culmination of a season long path that, you know, the guys bucking Madison Square Garden and crypto.com in LA and Tacoma, Washington. I mean, they're all over the country on their way here. And it's one of the fastest growing sports in a long, long time. And we're proud of that.
Yeah.
And so we're able to pay bull riders a lot more money than they used to get paid.
The demographics have got to be astounding. I know you do this for media purposes too, when you're, you know, when you're selling your product, if you want, you get sponsorships and run commercials and add-ons, but I don't know who that is. I mean, Kid Rock, I mean, that's a whole different element that's coming in here. But I can understand, you know, by people I grew up in West Texas, but this really is an astounding group that you're appealing to.
Yeah, well, you know, I get asked that question all the time. What are the PBR demographics? And the answer that I always give is which city on which night? You know, because Madison Square Garden, 3 days of sold out events in Madison Square Garden is drawing a considerably different consumer than when we're 2 days in Billings, Montana or Boise, Idaho. And, you know, it's a universal sport that appeals to everybody. It's exciting. It's dangerous. You know, it's got all of the core elements that make for a great entertainment experience. And then what we do is wrap it in unique entertainment experiences, adding things like Kid Rock to a rodeo event where it's a mashup of sports and entertainment. And you know, it just works. It entertains people, and we've been growing substantially year after year after year. And we're very proud of what we built.
I can't think of any sport that would take a greater toll on the participants than bull riding. What's the life expectancy riding? I mean, you know, in the sport of a bull rider.
Well, they're going to get hurt. It's not a matter of if they're going to get hurt. It's when and how bad. And the injury bug is certainly, you know, something that comes back and bites every bull rider at some point in their career. But, you know, you're talking about 19 to 25-year-old incredible athletes that are just so good at what they do. That the injuries, it's a dangerous sport. There's a lot of injuries. But when the best bull riders in the world get on these ranked bulls week in and week out, they know what they're doing. And so they're hardy. They're pound for pound. They're probably the toughest athletes on the planet. And
no argument
they're
here.
they're able to put up with the, you know, the toll that riding 1,500 to 2,000-pound bulls week in and week out takes on a body.
Hey, what is this universal acceptance of the TV series Yellowstone meant for you guys? I noticed you've got Cole Hauser, you know, running a tailgate party for you, which seems like the perfect combination. But this has got to be something that has elevated the sport, I would think.
It certainly helped. I mean, we're in the period of a cowboy renaissance, if you will. I mean, there's, you know, it's been peaks and valleys of interest in the Western lifestyle over the years. And this one is pretty unique, you know, where the historic cowboy culture, the interest in the Western lifestyle and horses, wide open spaces, it's come back around. Yellowstone had a big part to do in that. We certainly have, you know, we've been taking our sport to major markets across the country for 30 plus years. And there's something inherent in the values that are represented by the cowboy and cowboy athletes. And I think that appeals to a whole lot of people in this day and age when they're looking for something that's a little more grounded than the craziness that goes on in the world.
Yeah, I would think this renaissance has more legs than John Travolta and Urban Cowboy, which gave it a lift at one point.
Yeah, I was going to cite that, but I didn't know, you know, if your listeners would go back that far with us. But yeah, that was a definite peak in Urban Cowboy days. And, you know, we saw a lift over that period of time. There's been a couple other times, but this one is unique. When Beyonce puts a cowboy hat on,
yeah,
you know, you may have crossed over a little further than the last few times.
And so is it conceivable you could cram any more into this 10-day period? I mean, what, have you got bigger plans for next year? I can't conceive of that happening.
It's, you know, we do this. I mean, the unique thing is that, you know, this is the World Finals and certainly the biggest stage sure. that we have for a lot of this. But we're doing this in a number of cities across the U.S. where the events are becoming a little more festivalized. And we just came out of an event this past weekend. We were in Tacoma, but prior to Tacoma on Thursday night, we bucked bulls in Kansas City because we're now part of TKO, which is UFC and WWE. So we did the first ever.
You're hooked up with the wrestling people too?
We were acquired by TKO, so we're now part of the same company that owns UFC and WWE. So in Kansas City this past weekend, we did the first ever TKO takeover, and we bucked bulls on Thursday night at T-Mobile in Kansas City. On Saturday, it was a UFC fight, and tonight caps off the weekend with a WWE Raw event in Kansas City. So we're pretty busy these days with events and really taking advantage of the crossover and the interest that our fans have. And we're cross-promoting now with two of the great sports sure. and entertainment brands in the world.
I think it'd be kind of fun to follow you around for a couple of weeks, Sean.
Well, if you follow me around, you're going to have to get a lot of flights at 1 a.m. in the morning to make it to the next commitment.
And, well, I hope you made concierge key at least out of it.
I did probably six times over last year. So,
Sean Gleason is the CEO of PBR, headed to town starting May the 8th and going on for another 10 days or so. It's good to have you with us. Have a lot of fun.
Thank you. We're looking forward to it. We love Texas. We feel like we're home.
Thanks. For more of a conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.